These stories are brought to you through the generosity of the owners of this house and the members of the Willimantic Victorian Neighborhood Association. The materials are copyright 2017. The Archibald Sharp House, built around 1922. Archibald Sharp was a local architect who designed this very attractive bungalow-style home for himself. The long sloping roof, small pane sash, exposed framing, and overhanging eaves are typical of the style. Mr. Sharp ran his architecture business from his home. He lived here with his wife Nellie Battelle Schilling Sharp and their six children until they moved to Columbia about 1940. From 1940 until 1950, a series of renters lived in the home. In 1940, Harrison F. and Margaret Jordan Topliff lived here with their four children and Margaret's father. Mr. Topliff was a research chemist at American Thread. In 1942, Harry T. Chalmers, manager at the phone company, lived here. The home was occupied in 1944 by machinist Leo Crowley and his wife Ethel, and in 1946 by Leander and Alta Williams. Leander Williams was a bacteriologist. In 1948, Mr. Williams had relocated to Storrs, but Alta Williams remained living here. By 1950, Raymond M. and Margaret Foote Bruce had moved in. He was the vice president and treasurer, and she was the assistant treasurer of the Brick Sullivan Company Quality Shoe Dealers. By 1954, the company had become Bruce's Incorporated. The Bruces moved to Wyndham Center in 1959, and the home was sold to Mrs. Bruce's brother, Richard Wallace Foote, and his wife Helen. Mr. Foote was a veteran World War II pilot who founded Automatic Business Products Company and was the creator of the warning labels, for example, Take with Food, still used on prescription drug bottles. Mr. Foote kept the house into the 1990s. We hope you enjoy your visit to Willimantic and a peek into our past. We hope you take the time to hear our houses tell their stories.